Good evening, listeners. It's just coming up to 8 o'clock on this beautiful Monday evening here, and this, you're tuned to West Limerick 102 FM broadcasting from Newcastle West. And of course, we'll have our usual trio in with us shortly, Con Warren, Noreen O'Callaghan, and Mike Barrett. But first of all, this evening we have a slight change because there's a gentleman here that keeps on to me over the years, indeed many years, on our Sovereign Seal and so forth. And he has Sheldon O'Regan now fully tuned in with him. And between the two of them, hopefully, they'll be able to get across the pint of it all across on the All-Ireland medal. Up to, I believe, it was 2010, I think.
2008?
Eight, maybe. We had the old original era, the All-Ireland medal. And then at that time, it was changed and... But the original one was a beautiful looking medal. The new one doesn't look too very nice at all, apart from the symbols. Shirley, you might give us a brief one on that for a start. And of course, we have Billy Maguire as well, who has a campaign going on for years about the corporation and the corporate aspect of the GA taking over from the original tradition of the GA, of what it was all about.
So I suppose Billy and I have been talking over a number of weeks, you would have heard on the Friday Exchange, about the change to the medal. I spoke to Billy 2 weeks ago and I spoke to Joe McIntyre last week about the change to the medal. And
who is Joe McIntyre?
Joe McIntyre, do you want to tell us who Joe McIntyre is?
Well, Joe McIntyre is the man that put up the grave to Liam McCarthy in Camberwell Cemetery. He was in an unmarked grave. Nobody knew where he was buried. But we were lucky that my family had a house in Forest Hill, so we would have known where he was buried. And it's shocking to think that the GA or anybody else, they wouldn't mark his grave. But Joe, he spent his whole life putting up the grave and putting up... It's a magnificent grave.
I have a monument to show you. Now, Shirley, continue there, please.
So we have been talking about the change to the medal. As we said, the medal has been changed since the 4th of September 2008. And the objection, I suppose, to the change of the medal is, number one, it doesn't have any connection with the history of the Gaelic Athletics Association anymore, or any connection with the cups. You can see that the symbol era and the harp have been removed and replaced with the GAA symbol. You can see that the arms have been shortened in on the cross.
It's just GAA, it is replaced with...
Well, it's not even that, it's a corporate medal. They changed the GAA into a corporation and they didn't tell anybody. They have no right to do that. They're the GAA that run the GAA have only got a right to govern the GAA and run it as an organisation, the way it was handed over. But to change a medal or to change the Sam Maguire or the Liam McCarthy, they have no right to do that. And that's it was founded by the IRB and it was part of our independence. And John Francis Maguire of the Cork Examiner, he sent up two of his journalists, John McKay and John Wise Power, to Turles.
I just told you again, Billy, looking for the people who cannot see the medals, and hopefully maybe, Shirley, you might put them on to the local paper this week.
I can, and I can put them on our
medals,
Facebook page as well.
Will better understand it. Yeah. The original medal era, you might describe that one. I don't want to be doing too much talking. You can explain the two medals there, Shirley.
The original medal is much more ornate. It's much more detailed. It has a harp symbol in the centre and era across the middle, which is the symbol of the IRB who founded and created the GAA. The new medal has the GAA symbol, not just GAA, but it's the new symbol, the new logo that they use in the centre, and 1884 written on it. It is much less ornate, and it's...
Yes, but it's also, Shirley, it's the symbol of the serpent. And I objected to what would happen to the GAA and happen to the country.
There is no era on the new medal.
There's no era and there's no sovereign seal. And if you go down to Askeaton, to the Friary, and you look up at the wall and you see the Star of David up on the wall, what's it doing in Askeaton? What's it doing in Lochgar 40,000 years ago? Sovereignty comes from God. And a corporation is man-made, and that's the difference. And to be accountable to the sovereign people. And that's what those volunteers went out.
The original medal, you can clearly make out the design of a cross.
Yes.
And the newer one is thick and it's not as...
Apart from that, it's
not as visible.
No, they've shortened the arms then.
It doesn't have the symbols of ERA.
It doesn't have the symbols. It doesn't have ERA written on it. It doesn't have the harp.
It's not and never will be an All-Ireland medal. And if I went down to those Limerick players and asked them, oh, it was a brilliant match on Sunday, and the that hurling match, it was a classic. And they think they have won in All-Ireland. They accepted the Liam McCarthy. Well, if you accept the Liam McCarthy, you also have to accept the medal. That's 1910. And the two of them are together. The cup, the Liam McCarthy and the Sam Maguire go back to Croke Park. But the medal is kept by the person who played and won that game. And they can show it to their children and their grandchildren. And it's bona fides. That is not bona fides.
We're talking about Satan there. Can you explain what's on the new one?
It's the symbol of the serpent. That's what it is. And you know what's happened to this country.
For the listeners now, Billy, where's the? Can you tell us about Satan's symbol and that? Where is it?
It's on it. You can see. You can see the tail. That's the symbol of the serpent.
What part of it is that?
GAA. You can see the two tails there of it. They're the serpents, and that's what they are. That's what they represent. And
you on the GAA.
On the new GAA medal. They took off that without any permission from anybody.
But who said that just making an A like that was the symbol of the serpent? Well,
that's what is regarded as the symbol of the serpent.
And that type of an A?
That type of a GAA is the symbol of the serpent. That's what it's... And I objected to that at the time. First of all, they never asked the... Why didn't they ask the IRB? What it was about was selling the sporting rights to America. And the GAA don't own them, because it was founded by the IRB. They have no right to sell them. But you have to have a license. And the people in America wanted a license. And they never came to the IRB and asked for a license. We know that everybody has to have money today. We're at different times. But the IRB are the only ones who could give a license for the GA. But they didn't go down that road. These people who you have a photograph there of, you can read out their names if you like, they changed it on their own initiative and nobody else's. And I went to many of the Turles and I went to Kerry and I went to all those county boards and everyone said it couldn't happen. They couldn't give it. They can't do it. But they did it all the same. It's not an All-Ireland medal. It's a corporate...
Why was it changed?
They were selling the sporting rights for the GAA for television. And they didn't have a license. That's why it was changed. Why didn't they come to the IRB and ask?
Did they have to change the medal to do
that? They didn't have to change it.
So I'm asking you, why did they change the medal?
Because this is something they didn't ask anybody. They didn't discuss it with anybody. They just did it. They thought this was a good idea. And now it's a very bad idea. Because they're deceiving the players. They're deceiving all the GAA people, supporters, trying to pretend that that's an All-Ireland medal. It's not. It never will be. And those families, it's not today it will be the trouble, but when their children and their grandchildren look at that medal maybe in 20 years' time and say, this is the biggest scam and the biggest con job that was ever pulled up.
You and I discussed earlier the fact that when in the earlier years, up to not too many years back, the medals, the captain went up and he received the cup, and then the team followed on and they got the medal presented to him immediately after the match.
That was the old tradition of doing it.
Yeah.
But this new people who run the GAA today for profit have decided to scrap that idea, and you don't see the medal being presented, and that's how that you get away with it. I have a set of GA medals, 1910, and I offered them to the Limerick team last year, and they didn't.
Was it 2010 or 1910? Your ones.
1910 is when they were first issued.
Yeah.
And I have a set of those medals, and I offered them to Limerick when they won a wonderful...
You got the medal, I think, in 2010,
in gold. Everybody contributed to the gold and the silver on that medal. ladies that had bits of jewellery and they sent it in and it was all melted down to make those medals. And they're a wonderful example of a Mehel and of the sporting and the appreciation they have for the GAA all over 32 counties and further afield. You know, it's a very important organisation. The GAA was the backbone of our independence. And that sovereign seal, I mean, that's what those volunteers, Eight Strings IV, they gave their lives for that.
That's the symbol now in the middle of the house.
Well, that's, but who gave them permission to take off that? Nobody. They did it on their own. A scam.
Yes, Shirley.
Well, as I say, we've been talking about it exhaustively, and I think Billy kind of summarised it there. But you know, they've effectively erased the history and the heritage of everything that the medal stands for, and the connection between the medal and the cup.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. And the next move they have is to get rid of the Sam McGuire and the Liam McCarthy, and all you'll have then is a corporate cup, mm-hmm. and the corporate. Oh, it's a corporate cup. And that will be airbrushed out of our history. You can't. You have to have sovereignty. If you don't have sovereignty, you're a slave. And the Sovereign Republic of Era was set up here in the 1918 32 county election. And on the 14th of December, Britain called that election. IRB Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of the 105 seats. The Unionist Party won 25. And there were six independents and six nationalists and an independent. Now, and that's the mandate the IRB were given to found the state.
I'll come in there now, folks. You're listening to the GA programme on a Monday night, and it is live from now until 9 o'clock on this Monday night. And a little while then we'll have the other three people joining us at 20 past 8. This programme is live. If you want to send in any message or any comment or anything on this particular topic or what's coming up next in relation to the fine Gaelic football player matches yesterday, give us a ring or give us a text on 0696620 or 0871669800, and the ever reliable Jason Smith is waiting for your messages there. If you want to pass any comment on the medals, I know you haven't seen them, and hopefully we'll get that photograph sent to the local papers over the weekend, and it is much clearer and easier to follow. Now, Shirley, yes, you were saying...
You can see them in the meantime. You can see them on billymaguire.com as well. You can see the
photos. Billymaguire.com, if you tune into that website, you can see...
They're up there
and very clear, and for an ordinary person looking at anywhere, there is no comparison high up or low down on the beautiful old medal with the harp, with air across it, and with all the strings on the harp, as against the new one, which is quite a thick-looking job, as Shirley pointed out to me this evening. You can clearly see the cross on the original one, but it's fatter and thicker, and then Billy throws in the curse of Satan, I think you said it was, with the GA and the tails coming off it.
Yes, but I mean, if you took the sovereign seal off your 12 strings off your passport, where would you go? Or take it off the seals of your land? You don't own it. And that's the whole point of the whole issue. You are a sovereign, and that's what those volunteers went out and...
Billy, you've been pointing that out for years, like, and with the new generation today, they couldn't give one damn if they did away with the whole lot of it, including the McCarthy Cup and the Sam McGuire.
Yes, absolutely, that's why we're here talking.
If it's sponsored
because
by...
Because if you don't, Pat, you know what's going to happen. They're going to be told, well, you had no interest in it. You either use it or lose it.
To be sponsored by some multinational in a not too distant future.
You'll work from 9 to 5, and that's it.
But the original aims of the GA, of course, was it would be.
Can you read out the names that are on that? What I gave you for the. That'll be your contribution.
Well, they were involved, weren't they?
No
GA president. Then Christy Coney, Nicky Brennan, and Padraig Duffy.
Yes.
They're your three.
They're the ones who changed it. With Sean Kelly,
yeah.
But they never spoke to the people, Pat.
But, of course, the people have very little say in anything, even if we've...
Can I have that back, Pat?
Can, of course, Billy.
I'll give that to Shirley, and she'll give you a copy of it.
No, that's a lady, yeah. Give it to her. We won't get lost.
But you have to have the facts, Pat.
Yeah, but Billy, you're a wonderful man that you keep plugging at this thing and literally getting no place.
They call me foolish, but
getting no place. Yeah.
More accurate.
But it's the New Ireland, really. The people couldn't care less what was got rid of once.
The price to pay for that.
Yeah.
It but there's a danger in complacency, isn't there? When you become complacent, you know, a lot of things happen and you discover you've no say in them at all. It's a very dangerous thing.
Well, I think it's time that people, they don't teach history.
We have a text message in here, Mary from Tornafulla. What Billy McGraw says is true, but who cares in this corporate Ireland of today?
Nobody cares.
Shirley cares, she says, anyway, and definitely Billy McGuire cares, but not enough people care really to do much about it.
They wouldn't allow
would you not that. Think of going up next Sunday and put a picket above in front of it and a placard like your man used to, God rest his soul, with John 3:7?
I do.
Have you done anything?
The people are sovereign, they have to do it. I won't be here for it. Look, I'm pushing on now.
And I'm pushing on behind you, Billy, yes.
You're a babe in arms, man. No, but people have to understand their sovereignty and what the Irish Volunteers went out for and what they achieved. You know, this propaganda lies and deception. The IRB do not want to see another 100 years of savagery, brutality, propaganda lies and deception and fraud on our people. And that's what we've had for the last 100 years. And we do not want that again. You know, we have a wonderful country and a wonderful people. It's now up to them. But you have to know your history and you have to know your sovereignty. And we have it. What those people did for us, you know, is wonderful.
Now, Shirley, you're coming up to the last word. Last word.
Well, I just we will not rest. We will keep telling people, I suppose, until people make up their own minds and, you know, familiarise themselves with the images of the medal. And
when it came in, Billy, back in 2008, there was a bit of controversy about it, and quite a number of counties were kicking over it.
Because people didn't know about it.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
But when they did, it was pointed out like some did, but then about...
Yeah, but the awful thing, Pat, is that, you know, if Limerick don't take that medal, right, and they're told all sorts of stories that you'll never play for the county again, you'll never get a holiday again, you'll never get this, you'll never get that, and all these good things, that's propaganda, lies and deception. It's nothing to do with it. And if you don't take that medal, I am supposed to, if Cork come to me and say Limerick refused to take the medal, and that's your, for instance, 1910, that's your proof that you won that medal, and they would come and say we are entitled to the medal because the medal is part of the Sam Maguire and the Liam McCarthy. It can't be changed.
Did Tipperary, did you give a set?
I did, and we had 600 people.
When they won the All-Ireland.
When they won it, they were mad to get it, and they got it.
And you gave them a set of gold medals.
600 people that night, and we had a great night. And But how is it Limerick don't want it? If Limerick don't want it, and Cork come up and say, look, Limerick
won. Tip won it, and Tip took the medals from you on that night back in 17, I think, was it?
I've forgotten the day. Yeah, back. But anyway, whenever it was. But if Limerick doesn't take it, and Cork come to me and say, as I'm the president of the IRB, and they say, we want that medal, then they have to get it, and Limerick lose it by default. One of the best matches of all, that you know that you saw that match.
Yeah.
That hurling match was a classic. You know, one of the greatest of all times.
That's it, folks. We're running up on the time again, and I thank Billy. This all happened kind of fast, as the All-Ireland is on this Saturday. Indeed, it was a special occasion once upon a time. It was the special day, Sunday, the day of the Sabbath. But now it's been shoved into a Saturday evening, which kind of is belittling it in itself, in my opinion. But that's for another day discussion. Again, thank you, Billy, and thank you, Shirley, for joining us once again at short notice. And I wish Billy and yourself, indeed, hopefully ye might try to get the facts of that matter and the obvious huge difference across to the general public. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
Okay.
And we go to an ad break. We'll be back to you shortly.